mile above space. On Podbay 2A, on Podbay 3C, on Podbay 4D, we alter your locus aurelius by trimming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 666 degrees Fahrenheit. Can you feel it? Is it working, Michael W.D. and then Jeremy Hengler?
Dude, you're 39 feet above sea level. Don't tell me you're a kilometer above sea level, Steve.
The trigger weans is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anybody except governments and government agents. Anything not covered by a BIPCOT no government license is automatically covered by a dumb gov some government license. Yes. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. The Freedom Fiends remind you that Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink. That Hillary Clinton is a liar, a socialist, and her pantsuit stinks. That Donald Trump is a liar, a socialist, that his toupee smells like grilled steak, and that he ran a fraudulent university, and that Jim Jesus made a masterful meme of him with L. Ron Hubbard today. And we also remind you that Bernie Sanders is out of the picture, so you should stop talking about him. Hi, everyone.
Speaking of kicking it meme old school style, everyone should go check out Open Mike Jesus on the Face Beefs. That's Mike, M-I-C, not M-I-K-E. I couldn't find it at first because I'm retarded. And, you know, we can say retarded on this network because I'm 164th retarded. we also have no advertisers for you to, like, you know, complain to. Like, yeah, I want to get a hashtag going of boycott the feeds, boycott the BIPCOT no government buttons. Yeah, that'll really hurt us, man. We only sell to people we know.
Antiwar.com is going to come drop their sponsorship.
we're giving them free ads, and they do okay. But, yeah, you should go to antiwar.com and give them money because they're a real organization, and they need to pay lawyers. We don't, because we don't care, because we got nothing to sue for. Nothing.
Yeah, the only people suing us are Tony Styles' fake law firm that's coming after me.
Yeah.
And they broadcast out of LegalZoom, and they're coming after me for $800,000.
So, yeah, but these memes are awesome. I'm Open Mic Jesus, and Steve Miller makes most of them. They're really good. If Jesus were a comedian doing open mic in Philly.
Yeah, it's basically good news and bad news. The good news is that Christ has returned to earth. The bad news is that he's an open mic comedian.
Yep. You're not one of those atheists. I was on a show the other night on here with two atheists, and I was like, man, and we ended up listening to the Flaming Lips song, Jesus Shooting Heroin, and Jim Jesus, one of our co-hosts, who's an atheist or agnostic or something, he's like the biggest fan in the world of that band, and he's never heard that song. So I played it for him on here, and him and MK, who does, like, you know, the atheist agnostic anarchist podcast or something, like, both of them were like, you know, geez, you know, they were like bad mouthing our Lord and Savior. And I was like, man, you guys are crazy. Jesus is great. Like, I want to shoot heroin with Jesus.
You were like, yo, you should see him in a better room. Because this audience just doesn't understand him. But
exactly.
Once you get him in front of a friendly crowd, he's great.
So you went to seminary school and it turned you gay. And that's not a joke.
I love that you always call it seminary school. I find that really kind of endearing.
What was it?
Well, it was majority women. It might as well have been.
Did you go to Bible college? What did you go? You were going to be a
minister, I'm a graduate. Right? Yeah.
Graduate of what?
Concordia University, Michigan, and All Faiths Seminary. And the logo for All Faiths Seminary definitely looks like an ejaculating male member. Just
why is it funny that I call it seminary school?
Because nobody ever adds the school at the end. It's
it's seminary.
The seminary is a school.
It's like the cloisters. Yeah. Okay.
It's like an ATM machine. Except you give it money and it gives you a worthless degree.
Well, Steve sent me a selfie on his cellular telephone before the show.
There we go.
Using too many words like an old guy. I had both of you send me. First of all, the name of this episode is Grow a Lib Pair. L-I-B-P-A-R, which means libertarian paradise. It's a word I coined. Everyone's using it. No one knows. I built that like 5 years ago. Because Nima Vedati
and I built that. Someone else made that happen.
Nope. I made that. Obama made that happen. I got sick of saying libertarian paradise in describing what, you know, the world we wanted would look like, which we actually did back then instead of just telling fart jokes.
And Somalia is just so many syllables.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I get tired of explaining that Italy
and Kapistan Somalia is long.
Yeah. So I just made LibPAR. It's capital L-I-B, capital P-A-R. And it's, you know, it's the style of wording from 1984. It's newspeak. Most people always pronounce it LibPAR, but it's LibPAR. So tonight's episode is Grow a LibPAR. Now, I want to know, now that Muhammad Ali is dead, can we draw him? Is it okay to draw pictures of Muhammad Ali now?
I think it's okay now, Michael.
I was watching an old Law and Order tonight, and there was the killer was a Muslim guy on it, and his name was Ali Muhammad, and he was a sound engineer. So there, just, you know, you can't trust people who want good audio.
You know what I think about that episode of Law and Order?
You've seen it?
I think it's the greatest.
Yeah, well, it is.
Yeah, I had a couple jokes about Muhammad Ali's demise, but they were all a little shaky.
Yeah, well, no Viet Cong ever called me the N word.
That's so unfair, though, because like, maybe if the Viet Cong had met him, they would have. I've dated a couple of them. They're not exactly bastions of racial harmony.
Yeah, so
it was Philadelphia.
He was a draft resistor, for people that don't know.
He only drank beer in bottles and cans. Never draft.
Steve, man. See, here's what you should do. I have an idea for you, because you tend to do humor better when you have someone to bounce off of than when you're up there alone with a mic. You're okay with a mic.
Yeah, I'm Karl Malone. He was worthless without John Stockton.
Yeah, you know, and I'll be your Garfunkel to your Simon. You know, Garfunkel.
We'll wind up hating each other. I like this idea already.
Sorry. I had a dream about you the other night. I had a dream that, well, actually, it was an afternoon CPAP oxygen overdose dream. And I had a dream.
I was on a CPAP pipe dream. I was
buffering hard, man.
I'm Steve Miller. You may remember me from such performances as Michael W. Dean's CPAP pipe dream.
Okay, first of all, I think you need to do sit-down comedy that's like a podcast. I think at some point you and a friend put a card table on a stage with two mics and act like you're doing a podcast and make that a comedy routine somehow. I've never seen it done.
There's a theater that does that. They have regular shows to this effect. It's called Good Good Comedy. And yeah, I've been to a couple shows there, and
it's not truth in advertising. Poker comedy. Yeah. Okay. So
yeah, I'm going to sue everybody. The Trump era.
Yeah. Yep. You built that.
You're getting sued. Everybody's getting sued. I'm going to have everybody at the podcast taping look under their chair. There's going to be papers suing them.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. I once saw Tom Waits play on New Year's Eve in San Francisco, and about five times during the show, he said he was drinking champagne from a bottle, and he said, and it was in this theater with like 1,000 people. It was the Warfield Theater. It was a great show. One of the best shows I've ever been to.
Was it called Tom Waits for Midnight?
No, but he kept saying, everybody, you know, like, okay, look under your chair. Everyone gets a complimentary bottle of champagne. And there was nothing under our chair. And he made that joke like four times. It was really irritating, actually. But
you can't beat him into the ground.
Yeah. So I had you guys send me selfies before the show. I wanted to check for geotags, and you're both smart and have removed them, huh?
Yeah.
Why would I want to have that on?
Because I had it off, but I accidentally turned it on by like being lost on the way to the airport the other day and screaming like, Google, give me directions to the airport. I'm lost, because there was all this road construction. And it said, do you allow GPS to be, you know, and like I enabled it and forgot to turn it off. And I took a picture tonight of my cat, and I was like, you know, I'm going to check this for geotagging just for the heck of it. And it not only had my house, it had like the room in my house it was taken. How spooky is that, man? Like I looked at a Google map and zoomed in, and it was my house, and it was like the front right corner of my house, like where I was sitting when I took the picture. That's how they're going to drone you.
Yeah, well.
First they drone you, then they own you.
Yeah. What, Jeremy?
I was going to say, it's interesting that Google has that specific of a targeting software, but a drone strike still manages to wipe out an entire wedding and miss the person they were aiming for.
Well,
okay, when you said drone strike, I was convinced you were going to start talking about Fiend Phone.
No. It's well, they.
You don't
no,
have bingo hit, yet, Steve.
They hit the person at the wedding party, but it's with a Hellfire missile, which doesn't just kill one person.
What if someone took a Hellfire missile and rammed it into the church farm school? Then I definitely get bingo.
Man. So he's making a joke about the school I used to go to, which is one of the things on the Freedom Fiends bingo card, which is something Steve made of the 16 topics I repeat ad nauseum on this show.
Well, and it's also other habits. Like, I think there's a quotes tweet of non-existent fiend, et cetera. Jim Jesus, and Lou Fiend are generally your go-to because, you know, we're on Twitter and whatnot.
Yeah. So, or like makes fun of that guy in Orlando that's going to get mad dogged in person. I mean, not Orlando, Ottawa, Canada. That's going to get mad dogged up in his face at Porkfest by my seconds in my dueling. I'm just saying that because there's this guy that I got into a beef with. I remember Steve Miller saying, "Who? I've never heard of him. I thought I'd heard of all the live in their mother's basement pod beefers." Remember that, Steve?
Yes.
It's like your first day on the show. Like you're already in a pod beef of mine. That guy, I haven't talked about that guy.
Jump right in, you know?
I've checked his IP. He checks the fiends. He hates the fiends, but he listens to our show. I see him every day on the website. Like he's still looking to see if I'm talking about him. So, you know, I figured I'd give him a reason. There.
Hi. Hello. Well, what's your grind?
You can almost never have that type of hate for a show or something like that unless you're listening to the content.
That's true.
It's like that joke from the Private Parts movie about Howard Stern. When the general manager gets all upset about the ratings and they're talking about, you know, the time listen, it's like the average Howard Stern listener listens for 1 hour and 5 minutes. And he says, all right, that's great.
Hate you. Yeah,
that's great. How about the ones that hate him? Good point.
5 hours.
The people that hate him, 2.5 hours per day. Yeah. How is that possible? The answer most given, we want to see what he says next. It's the same answer for both. Because again, you can't have that much hatred without actually knowing, because you run out of content. If you have that much vitriol to spew back, you have to be listening constantly. And you win that way. Because, okay, great, keep listening. It's great. You're giving us some kind of rating somehow, some way, so keep it up. Yep.
Yeah, we're going out. So Ali Muhammad, we got that out of the way.
Yep.
We'll be back.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Ugh, I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive-aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah!
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to lolat?
Duh!
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
This is the Freedom Fiends nebulizing you with freedom since 2011. That joke's been made before.
I've only been nebulizing.
Yeah.
One lung, brother. One lung. All right. So
one lung, one life. Let's get together and fiend all night.
I had a dream about you, Steve Miller, which is weird. Like, why do I dream about you all the time? I don't have a crush on you. I've never met you. I like you. But, you know, like our other little homo, Derek J, like I've met him in person. I've known him for years longer than you. I love him dearly. He writes me snail mail thank you letters. Never dream about the guy. Get out of my head, man.
Normies, get out of my head.
Maybe it's the mystery, really, the fact that you haven't met him.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't met you either. I like you a lot.
The legend of Miller is.
Yeah. I had a dream that you were the fag hag of my ex-girlfriend I haven't talked to in 20 years, this painter from New Orleans. And she was introducing me to Salvador Dali, who was her friend. And he was literally 8 feet high and looked like your hero, Abe Lincoln. And he called me Douglas, but I was still honored to meet him. So show me on the Bipcot flag where Bernie Sanders touched you, Steve, while I nebulize. So, you guys do this segment.
Yesterday, I went to a country concert because I got a reputation to maintain via my clothing. And it was the WXTU anniversary show. Now, WXTU, the country station in Philadelphia, does not play the Freedom Fiends currently, but maybe they could change that.
You know, that seems like it's a like it's an oversight. Racist.
1 to 3 in the morning, you know. You
it's because I'm 164th black, huh? They won't play us.
Yeah, that's probably why. It's probably hashtag reverse racism. Hashtag.
Oh, I got a new hashtag I want everyone to use. The hashtag is hashtag state speech is hate speech. Start using that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And also feel free to use hashtag nebulize the state. Anyway, so I'm at a country show last night, and there were three acts. There was Colt Ford, and Colt Ford looked is mainly a songwriter. He has a terrible singing voice, and he looks like someone who just narrowly missed out on being in a Charlie Daniels cover band. And Colt Ford comes out, and well, all right, let's back up a little bit. So this show's taking place at the BB&T Pavilion. It's the WXTU anniversary party, and there is a bunch of free tickets given out to this.
Is it a weenie roast?
They hold these free ticket giveaways, and I showed up at one of the giveaways wearing a bolo tie, and they were raffling off tickets to everybody else, but they saw my bolo tie and were just like, here's your tickets. You know, Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. Like, you know, head to the show. So I get my lawn tickets. Me and local comedian Hannah Harkness go to this show. It's Colt Ford, Justin Moore, and Brantley Gilbert are the three big acts. And there's also a side stage. We get there around 5 o'clock. We don't have a blanket, but praise God, we have the black and yellow BIPCOT flag. And we put that down, and we're sitting down, and we start eating.
I want a picture.
And immediately, two staff walk up to us, and I'm like, oh God, like we're in trouble. I'm like, it definitely said on the website that we're allowed to bring food in here. And I'm like, readying myself.
It says on the BIPCOT website that part of the BIPCOT flag code is you're allowed to sit on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, like here I am, like ready to go to battle with these staff people. And they're like, you guys fans of the station? And we're like, yeah. And they're like, here, well, go have a seat. Enjoy. And it's 2 fifth-row tickets to the orchestra part because we had lawn seats before, which were way in the back.
Wow.
And so my bolo tie and my BIPCOT flag get us down to the main floor. So we go down to the main floor. Colt Ford starts performing. He looks like a poor man's Charlie Daniels. His main
Charlie Daniels is a poor man's Charlie Daniels these days. But go
this
on.
Is true. I saw Charlie Daniels perform at the Cleveland Rib Cook-Off 1 year, but that point is neither here nor there. Anyway, so people are doing their thing. Colt Ford does his song. Colt Ford's main achievement in life has been writing a country rap song for Jason Aldean. He does maybe 45 minutes. His first song is called You Could Take My Job, But You Could Never Take My Gun. Everybody cheers. Like, yeah, take our jobs. Woo.
never, so never that means they're going to be unemployed, angry, and armed. I like it.
Yep.
Got nothing left to lose and the means to do it.
Meanwhile, Colt Ford has an American flag duct taped to the mic stand.
Oh, that's got to violate something.
And when we'll come back from break because, yeah, to be continued.
Worms. Good story so far. I like it. I'll be back.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
The trigger week. We are back. We are full country. We are Yeah, we are nebulized. And so I'm at this
buffering
show yesterday. Colt Ford, when he is hungry for an applause break, he just holds up the flag on the mic stand and people cheer for the flag. Just, woo!
Nice work if you get it.
And then at one point, Colt Ford holds up the flag and he goes, "You know, folks, I don't know about you, but as for me and Justin and Brantley and all of our crew, we real serious about this flag right here." And I hold up the BIPCOT flag and I go nuts. And I'm like, "Whoa, we're real serious about this flag. Yeah."
Yep. And the BIPCOT flag is not. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. No, these colors don't run. And that applies to both the black and yellow and the blue and white one.
Yes, and the American, the BIPCOT flag is not meant to replace your American flag. It's meant to augment it. So go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie,
Oscar Tango.org.
Yeah, worms.
Did you get any nasty looks for waving the BIPCOT flag when he said that, Steve, or did nobody notice?
Absolutely not. And then I was wearing the BIPCOT flag as a cape for... because we had seats and no longer had to sit on it, so I was definitely
wearing it. Why aren't there pictures of this?
Wearing it around as a cape. There's a couple. The short answer to that is that the camera on my phone is broken, and I only have the selfie one now. I don't have the, like, outward-facing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the front
well,
camera.
You have to
the
take one selfies with your BIPCOT flag.
But, like, I was wearing it as a cape, and there's, like, that's hard to get, and then we were using
duct tape, brother. Duct tape. Just carry it everywhere.
You know what?
Colt Ford was a professional golfer.
Was he?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. He's not famous. That's the problem.
Before he was a not famous country singer.
He's the
duct tape. You know.
When I saw Gary Allen said, "You know, back before I was a country singer, I used to be a trucker," and people said, "You know, I listen to your music, and are you a country singer or are you a rock and roll singer?" And I said, "Well, what I do is country." And they said, "What's the difference?" And I said, "Well, country is about what happens during the week, and rock and roll is about what happens during the weekend."
Party in the front, yep. Business in the front, yeah, party in the back.
Yes, that was a Game of Thrones reference.
That's a mullet reference.
Yeah. Gary Allen always pays his debts. I don't know. Give me my country dragons.
Yeah, see, a famous country singer would have used something other than duct tape to hold up the flag. Like two... former Miss USA's from the last decade, not from longer. Colt Ford uses duct tape to hold up his flag.
Colt Ford's opening for Justin Moore, and Justin Moore is like he's a looker. He's for the ladies. And they were going all nuts for Justin Moore. And then
Colt Ford, man.
Bradley Gilbert came out, and Bradley Gilbert looks like you plucked him from a cabin in Georgia. And
so does Colt Ford. Colt Ford is like, you know, 300 pounds, wearing a leather vest with a cross on his mic stand and a patch on his cutoff jacket that says 357 beats.
What does that even mean?
We're out.
No, your volume's really low.
Whispered in my ear. Yeah, okay.
Speak up like you're on a radio show.
That's what you should do, board op. That's good work. All right. Yeah.
Well, those are pretty much the only two options in what they call country these days. It's either the backwoods look, or the pretty boys,
the metrosexual cowboy.
You got backwoods, Miller, metrosexual Miller. Trucker,
Miller's the metrosexual trucker.
The metrosexual
trucker. Miller, the metrosexual trucker, coming this fall.
That's on an Asian comedy man near you. That should be your first official comedy CD title. What do you think?
See, it's all special to me. Don't get in my face, Jeremy.
Hey,
here we go. Bob and then argue with people. Yeah, don't you I will not be teabagged. That needs to be on a flag. against, because
did you see the do you yet have the Gadsden flag with you on it, Steve Miller? Do you own one?
Nay.
Why not? Nay. They're $16.
Yo, don't get in my face, Michael W. See, all right, here we go. I'm gonna have a bingo board where I tell another fiend to get out of my face, despite the fact that the nearest one of you is still hundreds of miles away. Definitely physically get out of my face.
Have you seen the Boondocks where Grandpa's iPhone, like the Siri, takes over his life and ruins him and gets him droned?
No.
First he falls in love with Siri and she falls in love with him, and then he dates an actual human woman and Siri gets really mad and like literally like ruins his credit rating and then drones him.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
and then he gets an apology from the White House and gets a free iPhone, free iPad.
A little racist to call it the White House, don't you think?
I'm 164th black. I could do that.
Yep.
All right, Miller, what do you got for me?
Is your house called the 164th black house?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I'm glad we had this little talk.
So the UK is banning drugs.
Shoot without any pants on. Sorry, that was
the UK is banning drugs that don't exist. You guys see that one?
Yeah, that was that's government for you. But
tell me about it, Jerry. Are they banning hypothetical drugs? That'd be great.
They are.
Essentially, yes. I mean, they tried to.
Explain it, Jeremy. Tell us.
Well, yeah. All right. So in the UK, do they actually pass it, or they're trying to pass it? I can't. Oh yes, they actually passed it. Where they're. It's trying to protect against what they call psychoactive drugs, which is pretty much everything. They wrote it in typical government fashion. So this isn't, you know, this isn't a U.S. centric thing where they do this type of stuff, where the law is written very vaguely as to leave it open for interpretation later so it can be expanded. But they wrote this to the fact where it's where's the actual. I lost where the actual thing is, but it's
I got
and I have it, but where it actually says what the actual bill says, what the actual law says, but it's to tackle the sale of so-called legal highs or new psychoactive substances sold in the head shops and online, you know, like the little stores that sell what they call water pipes and stuff like that to get away with what they're doing. In the legal system, but it's basically all the stuff, like there was that stuff Spice that came out a couple of years ago.
Aren't head shops still illegal, even in states that legalized pot?
I don't think so, because the head shops were still legal here in New York even before they.
You have to pretend it's for tobacco.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. They call them water pipes, or they'll call them tobacco pipes specifically.
I know that in Nevada, home of Jim Jesus, you can buy head anywhere except Las Vegas or Nevada, but you have to call it like a massage or something first.
Yeah, that's
you work so hard to get on these stations, Steve. It's a poor comedian who has to work blue. That's what I think. Seinfeld never did it, but he's a poor
Seinfeld
comedian.
Was terrible. He's a poor comedian. How about that?
I know. What Louis C.K. said, he was doing some stand-up, and it was this thing that was kind of like, kind of an update on the, like, what's up with airplane food? And, like, he was telling it, it was pretty funny. I forget what it was, but...
There's an open mic Jesus about airplane food.
I saw it. That's why I said this.
I saw that. And I laughed.
And he said, after he did the punchline, he got a lot of laughs. He said, yeah, that's kind of like... what you do now to update comedy. You just take a joke that Seinfeld would have told and tell it poorly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so well, or I don't know, because that really understates. I went on a little rant to somebody about this today. This understates the deleterious effect of Jon Stewart upon comedy. I think to a large extent, Jon Stewart ruined comedy. So he did, I would put the big turning point as the Rally to Restore Smug. I don't know if you remember
Smugness?
That.
Rally to Restore Smugness, yeah.
Yeah.
That was Colbert's, though, wasn't it?
The million liberal white kid march.
Wasn't that Colbert's doing?
It was both of them.
It was countering something that Glenn Beck did, I think.
Sure.
Yeah. Beck did a bunch of those, so yeah.
What that sort of did, so comedians generally are plucked from 20-something liberals. Like, if you take 30 comedians, like, most they're of them horrible. Either are that or started off as that. Yeah. And
or they're anarchists who still want to vote, like Joe Rogan.
And they...
and
he's not an anarchist.
And well, they see this march, right? And there's 250,000 people there. And all of a sudden, it makes Andrew Dice Clay selling out Madison Square Garden look like child's play, right?
Yeah.
Because they've got a way larger audience than anything. But worse than that is the idea that they like now have some sort of power and et cetera.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and people aspire to that. And it became all about your opinions all of a sudden and all about making a political point and advancing a policy agenda. And making people laugh became a secondary like side effect. And if people laugh, that's good. But, oh, man, you should really go be like my comedy nemesis, Jamie Kilstein. Yeah, he's the worst comedian of all time.
I think the most libertarian, anarcho-libertarian actual comedian who's good is Doug Stanhope. You know, and he actually still like wants to vote. I don't understand it. You know, even though he says like everything's useless, voting's useless, go be on a jury if you want to change something. But he did the most libertarian thing you could possibly do and talked about it in his act. He helped his mother commit suicide.
He painted over a red light camera? Oh.
No, he helped his mother commit suicide when she had cancer. And like joked about it. And like joked about how she was bogarting the drugs because she took all 90 of her morphine pills when it only would have taken 10 and he could have used the rest after she died.
Oh, see, I'd have taken 92. Have you heard about this suicide roller coaster, though?
No.
No.
So in Europe, they are discussing construction of this roller coaster for terminally ill people that would kill you, but it would do so by like giving you this insane oxygen rush to the brain, and you would undergo the most euphoric thing as you rode the world. Like, no, there's a video about this. Go look it up on the internet. I would not kid you about a suicide roller coaster.
I'm looking it up,
Michael. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's an ancient roller coaster.
I have the documents.
Wow.
I have the documents. Yeah. See? In your face. In your face.
Face.
Get out of my face.
Oxygen.
Stick around and be in our face.
Face
until after the grace. After the grace. After the break. This is the Trigger Weens here on Live Hair Radio Network.
Yeah.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you tired of stinky socialists trying to take over America?
And are you also tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem with no firsthand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Truth, Justice, American Way app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market, but tell you how they make money in a variety of patriotic endeavors.
The Truth, Justice, American Way app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on the topics of finance, liberty, self-defense, and technology.
All the hosts are all American Americans from all over America.
And the app is made in Wyoming, the cowboy state.
Because you should buy American, even with free Android apps.
Truth, Justice, American Way. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior American audio quality.
Go on the Google Play Store or the Amazon App Store and search Truth, Justice, American Way.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
Fury concert, or you're dating Guy Fieri?
No, I am sitting on a Pipcot flag at a Guy Fieri celebrity show.
Make it a Luke Bryan. Make it a Pipcot Luke Bryan concert.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up my doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Luke Bryan's great, dude.
I've actually seen him in concert a couple times.
Oh, he puts on a show, and it's 90% women. So if you're single fellas out there, and you're like, hey, how can I go wow a woman and maybe
bring
dance
your
with her
oxygen
while
tank and go to a maybe concert,
maybe dance with her, maybe dance with her while she's intoxicated and withhold from discussing the non-aggression principle for 10 minutes.
If there are any old people listening who think I'm making fun of people on oxygen, I am on oxygen. And I'm 164th black. So
some of my best friends are on oxygen.
I have 164th of a lung. No, I have two lungs.
I am part oxygen.
I'm getting better. I'm still like horribly sick, but I actually did some physical labor this weekend. There's a dead tree in our front yard that's got like, it's kind of a small tree or a big shrub. It's about 10 feet tall. And
you picked up the phone to call somebody to take care of it.
Yeah. No, I went out with a saw. I went out with the branches are like between an inch and 3 inches in diameter. And I went out with a saw and I would cut off one branch. Then I'd come in and be on oxygen for 30 minutes. And then I'd go out and do it again. And I cut off like 8 branches this weekend. That would have killed me a year ago, literally. You know?
Did you wear pants for this event or was this like a camping expedition?
Oh, you heard that episode, Steve?
Yes, I did.
Were you on that episode? No.
No.
You haven't been on in a long time, man. You actually know, listen to The Fiends? That's great.
Yeah, I listen to The Fiends every now. It's on my feed. You know, I look at who's on, and then if either of you are on, I skip the episode. And then that,
yeah. Do you use the Truth, Justice, well, American Way app?
I should. Jeremy
is what the spokesperson for.
Please don't call me the spokesperson for that.
I held a gun to your head to make you make that libertarian.
No.
He's the anarcho-abolitionist American spokesperson for the app.
Yeah.
That's right.
Some of my best friends are anarcho-abolitionist Americans.
Yeah.
I'm offended. For the team.
Yeah. Made me feel dirty.
Don't you call him an AA. That term is offensive.
Isn't Guy Fieri like a junk food chef?
He does a lot of like diners, drives, and drive-ins. And it's a lot of like food trucks and like, I'm in Pittsburgh and let's see why everybody here weighs 350 pounds.
Come eat food on my daddy's tractor. Is that what it is? Come eat food on my daddy's tractor.
Have some ribs on my daddy's tractor.
Yeah.
You learn. And then, so another thing I forgot to mention was that multiple artists asked some variant of the question, we got any damn rednecks out here? And, that was met with great applause, much like the hoisting of a flag.
Nice.
Woo! It's cloth made in China. Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, our flags are absolutely made in China. You know, I would buy American with the Bipcot flags, except I priced having them made in America and shipped to me. The lowest price I could find was $95 per flag.
What?
And having them made and shipped from China with shipping is $16 for a 3-foot by 5-foot nylon flag.
They're probably hand sewn
by children, but what?
Steve? You can get those flags that are flown over the U.S. Capitol. I wonder if it would be possible to bribe somebody to show up in D.C. and bribe the person that like sends the flags up for a couple of seconds and be like, here, I need you to run this Bipcot up the flag of the U.S. Capitol and cover
it
all.
So wait, do they just have someone all day hoisting and lowering flags so they have a lot to sell?
There's multiple people. It's not just one person.
Wow. And multiple polls, probably. Kind of like when the president signs a bill, like he signs each letter with a pen.
Right.
So,
and because people get flags for birthdays and it's like, oh, grandpa, you're 80. Like, let's have a flag flown over the U.S. Capitol and then sent to you and then we'll drape it over your corpse when you're dead.
Yeah, that's one of the that's one of the really funny, the many funny things that I could see being real in House of Cards. You guys seen that show?
No, I have not.
The vice president is painted as like, he's basically our current vice president or the current vice president. He's that guy.
An idiot.
Yeah, and at one point he gets upset because he was supposed to get a pen from the president signing a bill of the 22 pens that were used to sign his name. And like complains to the president's secretary, I didn't get my pen. Like how petty. The vice president, those are for school children on field trips, man. The vice president's complaining he didn't get one. Yeah. So if there's a criminal in your yard, just fire your shotgun in the distance off your balcony of your mansion. Isn't that what the vice president said?
Yes. Uh-huh. Two shots up in the air, scare them all.
What's his name? Steve has a crush on him. He meets him in Biden. Yeah, you meet him on the train, don't you? In Connecticut for sex, Steve?
Yep. I go have sex with a train in Connecticut for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
100% correct to that
extent. Hey, go Amtrak, people.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. Nobody.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
to this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Who's doing the intro?
Steve Miller is.
All right.
This is the Freedom Fiends broadcast, tasing you with liberty. Hold on, I had the John up. This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Podbay 2A, a mile above sea level. Locus Aurelius. We do things that only wow. you can do. Some of the things we do here on the Freedom Fiends is trigger warnings, broadcasting through the libertarian re-education figures low orbit ion cannon high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. Get a flag. Take it to the Luke Bryan concert. Have your intros up. Don't be having other windows open.
Steve's never seen the Blues Brothers movie, and he's a comedian. That's like a metal musician who's never heard Led Zeppelin, isn't it, Jeremy? Or Black Sabbath.
Yeah, I think Black Sabbath would be a better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Analogy there, but yeah.
I can't believe it, man. Because I made a joke. I said, Steve likes both kinds of music, country and Western. And he didn't laugh. But Steve doesn't even laugh even when I tell a funny joke. He's stingy for a comedian with the joke, with the laughs.
You guys notice that? You're so laugh cheap.
You are. Yeah. But no, it's a joke from the Blues Brothers, man. We got both kinds of music, country and Western.
Accused of being niggardly with my laughs.
And niggardly is a word you can say on radio because
it has
a different entomology from the N-word. It has nothing Correct. To do with it.
Yeah.
Yep. It actually means,
I would argue you're more than 1/64th niggardly, judging from your 99 cent film school, etc.
Yeah. No, I'm generous. I'm just generous to people who are broke. That's what 99 cent film school is about. But no, niggardly comes from the ancient Aramaic meaning Jew.
Oh, so it is racially sensitive. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not about black people.
Yeah.
Man.
So that makes it okay. All right.
Anyway,
guys, Hillary Clinton
is a liar, a socialist, and her feet stink. And they had a John on earlier. Oh, see, I've been trying. See, this is
what's a John? You said John like 40 times tonight. We're not.
I know. I have the problem is I haven't been on the air. And Freedom Fiends is how I practice not speaking like I'm from Philly at all times. I've done a good job so far at not calling anyone the N-word on air, and now I'm having trouble with John speak.
Because, what is John?
A John is any noun except for another dude. And it is Philly slang. And I walked into the Kensington McDonald's the other day. I denied about four people change on
That's
the way.
That's your office, in other words.
Yeah.
Take your business meetings. Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to take a meeting and a McMuffin real quick. I'll be right back. And I went in. And I said unto the cashier, who was named Mecca. It was a she. And
a name? Or is that like a Shaquanya name?
No, that's definitely a name.
I didn't know that. And, I knew that there's a guy named Ali Muhammad on Law and Order, but go on. Did you know Muhammad is the most common name in the world?
Yep, and Chan is the most common last name.
Chan. So Muhammad Chan is the most common name.
I think that might actually be the most uncommon name.
Okay.
Go on, Steve. Well, I'm hoping Miller has a resurgence because I doubled down. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, any hoodle. Where was I before we got off track?
You were at your office having a McMuffin.
Having a McMuffin in my office at the Kensington McDonald's, and I said to the woman, "Could I get a John with a large John?" And she knew exactly what I was talking about, rang me up for a McMuffin and a large coffee, and that was that.
Do you think that when she demands $15 an hour and the robots replace her, that the robots will know what John means? Probably.
They're going to have to write that software real quick. They're going to have to rework that John.
Or it'll turn into, what was Microsoft's AI that turned into like a racist horror overnight?
I don't remember its name, but I remember it happening. And I remember that I think it was Jim Jesus had a private message with her, and she was talking about Heil Hitler, like, within the third private message.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that when they get these robots and, you know, the AI goes to the lowest bidder, probably Microsoft, you know, within a couple days, like, they're going to be throwing hot grease at you and singing, you know, Insane Clown Posse lyrics.
Oh, man, I would pay so much more for a burger. That would be worth so much more than $15 an hour if you could find me. Yeah, I'd pay the robot $15 an hour.
Do you really like ICP, or is that just a thing? Do you actually listen to him?
It's a thing. You know, it's a little bit of both.
Although
it's
the song about magnets,
it's a bit that went too far. It's like
the magnet song is a beautiful song, don't you think? What's that song called?
Notice and Recognize Miracles. Yeah, you're talking about miracles.
Yeah, this beautiful song.
ICP's seminal work. That was around the time
that's their Stairway to Heaven, isn't it?
Christians, and that it was all an allegory and lost a bunch of fans. And yeah,
what?
They love the Lord. You didn't know about this?
No.
Yeah, insane clown posse are Christians. And
well, all rappers are Christians. They murder people, but they love their mama and Jesus, right?
See, that's beautiful. Well, I had a rapper at Underground Arts, where I am employed in Philadelphia. I had a rapper one time tell me, "Listen, there's three black people, there's three black messiahs that you can never question as a rapper, and that's Jesus, Obama, and any white celebrity who just died. You can't say anything bad about any of those people ever." He goes, and all of them in their own way are like kind of crap, but yeah, you can't call them out on them. You just have to let them have their Jesus, let them have their Obama, and let them have their white celebrity who just died.
I remember when Faith No More won a Grammy, their singer held the Grammy up at the acceptance award and said, "I'd like to thank my mother, my manager, and Satan."
Wow.
That was pretty deep. And
if
it was
somebody
like,
wants to make open mic Satan, feel free.
You'll do it. It'll be Bipcotted. Yeah. All right. So tell us about your trip to West Virginia to meet good old boys that are marriageable age, Steve.
See, I don't know where you got this idea that I went
there.
Are
you state hopping now, Steve?
Yeah.
Well, he went to Connecticut for some poo.
You are such a statist. Look at you defining my travels by the arbitrary state borders made by men in suits. You are
triggered.
You are literally no better than the people who were guards at Auschwitz. Anyway. We went on a little road trip, my friend Amy and I. Amy, if you're listening, I bless your grind. And
the hag to your fag?
Nah, she's just I don't work well with fag hags because they're too much like Flo from the insurance commercial for my liking.
Oh, she is such a
I do not like high energy women
in looks and personality.
I'd hit it.
Kind of scary.
She did an event Flo's in awesome. Philadelphia at the 30th Street Station, and there were a bunch of thirsty dudes there to meet Flo in person and try to work their Flo magic. Yeah.
Wow.
Creepy, like, Jersey-looking dudes. People in Philadelphia get this look after a certain age where they look like an Idaho russet potato. Like, they have the hair and, like, the skin tone and, like, the general, like, level of excitement of a potato. Yeah. And, you know, literacy, everything. And yeah, so they look like that Spud John. Any hoodle. So we go on this road trip to West Virginia, and it becomes immediately clear that you know, we ain't from around here, like, real quick. Amy's this white woman with dreadlocks. I'm wearing like a bolo tie, etc. We go all around. We go to Walmart, and the gun selection in the Walmarts in West Virginia is awesome. In Pennsylvania, it's not like that, especially in Philadelphia. But you can get all sorts of fairly decent weapons, might I add, at a decent price at the Walmart in Buckhannon, West Virginia. Bless their grind. We go there.
I just looked up any hoodle on Urban Dictionary because I'm old. It's a word you say after someone interrupts you. It's not just anyway. It's anyway, and thanks for interrupting me.
Wait, you know, really?
That? Yeah.
No.
Oh. That's how you use it, because we're on talk radio and I'm constantly interrupting you. But literally, it's a word
quite
you
as use interrupt us.
After you've been interrupted. Yeah. That's funny.
Right, yeah, go on. Passive aggression. See, I'm on the passive aggressive hour for a reason.
I think you just picked it up. Like, I think you're using it correctly by osmosis, just because that's how you've heard it used.
Yeah, I never realized it until this very moment. See, the learnings on the fiends.
See, it helps to have an octogenarian to look things up for you that you'd never look up because you think you know.
You're an oxygenarian is what you are.
Oxygenarian. That's going in the show notes. All right.
Oh, bam. You just made the show notes, pal.
Yeah.
So the...
Listen, Flood. So I'm going through West Virginia.
I'm sorry. And
it was awesome, actually.
I love West Virginia.
It's beautiful. Driving up in the mountains. Everybody's got moonshine. Everybody's really friendly. There's, you know, all these like little interesting spots. We sleep in, you know, state parks and what have you. And there's this abandoned mental asylum, and you can go to this asylum, and they give tours, and we go on this tour.
What you're gonna say? And it's now a punk rock club. That'd be so cool.
And they show this room where they used to, where like thousands upon thousands of people got lobotomized. Nice. Where they had a doctor, Dr. Freeman. You could look him up on the old Wikipedias. I think his name was Alan Freeman, but I'm not sure. And he, if you Google Dr. Freeman.
He invented
Freeman,
the term rock and roll.
Lobotomy. And that was Alan Freeman. And that was in Cleveland, Ohio. Do not get my Cleveland phase on the night LeBron loses so badly. Michael W.D., you will not.
It's Alan Cleveland. Freed. You don't even know. It's
you're
Alan
not. No, yo, I'm super Freeman. Cleveland triggered right now. Listen, if
dude, I love the Cleve.
Are you going to say something bad about Tracy Chapman next?
I don't even know who that is. No, I do. I don't like her.
Wow. Ooh.
What has she done for me lately? How's that?
She's not Paula Abdul. Paula Abdul is the one who rhetorically asked what you've done for her lately.
Yeah, but what has Tracy Chapman done for me later? She had one good lesbian hit.
She had multiple great lesbian hits, and she brought more joy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She brought grind.
Yeah. If you're like, it is, I would argue that Tracy Chapman's first album, like the self-titled one, is the definitive album to listen to while you're loading up your U-Haul after your second date with your lesbian girlfriend.
In other words, after you're moving out.
In.
Out.
Don't.
You move in. Yeah. You move in after the first date.
You move in after the first date.
Don't you know that joke? What do lesbians do on a second date?
Yeah. They bring a movie.
Rent a moving van.
Ba-dum-bum. Ba-dum-bum.
Don't make me violate you with a violet wand, Steve.
I almost made a child with a lesbian. Do you know this story? Have I ever told you about this?
Did you finish the West Virginia story?
It was boring. I drove through West Virginia, and I discovered this cola called Ale 8. That was the other thing I wanted to mention, that there's this great Kentucky
808?
Ginger ale. Ale 8.
The hip-hop?
ALE, and then the number 8. And it's made only in Kentucky, and it's the citrus ginger ale. And
Kentucky.
If you ever see it around, Ale 8, highly recommend it. It's $3.50 a bottle here in Philadelphia, but it's 80 cents a bottle in Kentucky.
We're on in Cairo, Illinois, which broadcasts into Kentucky.
Boom.
We'll be back.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Hey there, this is Nick Hazelton, the anarcho-yakitalist. I've been rising to power in the Liberty Movement since I was 14 years old, when I first found the Freedom Fiends on my TuneIn app. I quickly became a fan, and a little over a year later, I called into Michael Dean After Dark on my crappy home phone. Michael quickly realized my brilliance, but was disappointed by my audio quality. So he picked me up as a mentee, gave me a microphone, helped me start my own podcast, and threw me on the radio show. Now I'm 17, I'm assembling a yak army, building a cult following of yakateers, and we're planning our march to Fiendfest Somalia to take over the geographic region between the Connecticut River and the Salmon Falls River to make it a libertarian paradise free of faceless boards of authority. Free Freedom Fiends buttons will be given to anybody who swears allegiance to the dear sweet yak emperor and aids our cause. This wouldn't be possible without the help of Nima Vedati and especially Michael Dean. The Freedom Fiends have made me as dear and sweet as I am today. Worms.
And we're back. Oh, found this story, CNN, about a little boy who called 911 to report that his dad had driven through a red light.
A narc, man.
He was six years old. And his mother had apparently taught him to call 911 when they had watched a news story about another child calling 911 because his sister was choking. So she explained to her little son, but she explained about 911 and that he should write it down on a sheet of paper in case anything happened. And she actually said,
911.
I was about to say,
even at six, man.
Yeah, but
he should be on World Star Hip Hop trying to do his ABCs. Have you seen that one, Steve?
There we go. Yep.
Yep. Nice reference for the old man. Okay, go ahead, Jerry.
So no, I haven't seen that one though.
I'll keep it current for the kids.
So of course she actually said she's proud of him because basically, you know, he did listen. Technically, he did listen to her instructions. But anyway, so they were him and his dad were driving along, and his dad came to a red light and made a right on it, which was actually legal. You know, legal
everywhere in the
there.
World except New York City, I think, isn't it?
It's legal here.
New York City.
A lot of places.
It's no, New York City.
New York City, it's illegal all over. Queens, it's illegal all over. Half of Nassau County, it's illegal.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. But so they have it. So his dad comes up to a red light.
What a little snitch, man. I'm in favor of like peaceful parenting. I think his parents need a libertarian indulgence to do some unpeaceful unparenting. I think snitches should get switches. I'll say it right now. It might save their life. No, it might save their life because they'll learn a lesson and they won't get stitches later.
Michael.
Oh, you turned down my oxygen.
The energy that you're using to assault this little kid.
I'm quoting you.
Could be redirected to getting a children's edition of Rats by OG libertarian Claire Wolf, published for the youth set. Amelia Bedelia Does Liberty. I don't know.
Yes. However you want to do it. Rat pups. What are rat baby rats called? Beastmaster.
I don't actually know.
Probably Heroes by the people in the comment section of this article.
Yes.
Yeah, well, of course, everybody thinks
it's how cute. Adorable is this kid? Tee-hee.
Kittens. Baby rats are called kittens or pups. There we go. So it'd be called Pups, the Road to Freedom. Yeah.
I'll have to see if I can get somebody to work on that. Anyway.
So I want to admit. Well, go ahead. Sorry.
If you have something to say, go ahead, kid, Michael. Actually. We're not going to see, because I think the correct response in this situation would be to direct your ire at the parents for giving him these instructions in the first place.
Well, did you guys notice that this was a sponsored article? Like, your tax dollars at work paid to spread this as propaganda. Did you know that?
Well, I did not know that, but that does not surprise me. But
yep.
So before we get too far away from the actual story, though. So anyway, he saw his dad run the red light, which was actually legal, but he didn't know this. So when they got home and went to dinner, or right before they went to dinner, he snuck back inside and called 911 to tell them that his dad had run a red light. And one of the things that actually kind of disgusted me, you know, first of all, his dad said he heard him say he was going to call 911, but he kind of thought he was just like kidding. He's like, he's six. He's not really going to call 911. And then he was outside cooking on the grill, and then his son handed him the phone and said somebody had called because he called, told him that his dad had called 911, it ran a red light, and they thanked him and hung up the phone and then called back to speak to his father. And the line from the dispatcher, which kind of disgusted me, was, it's better than hearing the routine we get in the station.
Ew.
Now, which presumably,
people calling from their because they didn't get enough McNuggets at the Kensington.
Well, no. I took routine calls to be the ones, snitching. You know, people calling because they actually have, you know, issues that within the bounds of the legal system are legitimate claims. Those are the routine ones.
Like, we'd he's rather bored with answer that. A call of a kid turning his dad in for 911 for running a red light than like deal with, you know, a husband beating his wife or, you know.
Yeah, that's how I took it. Yeah. You know, because, you know, I mean, I can understand that the other ones are kind of funny, and I think 911 is completely wasted, a completely wasted service. And Cell 411 is a much better one.
They just got $2 million in venture funding. Did you hear that?
No, but that is excellent.
They got like 300,000 in their first round. Like, I mean, they're getting rounds of funding like a 1998.com.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to the Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
No longer lonely.
Too late. I'm looking at no longer lonely.
Do not look at no longer lonely. Don't Google it. Don't go to the website. Just leave no longer lonely alone.
What is it?
What's so, it Michael?
Oh wow. Oh. Online social community for adults with mental illness. Like, how do they keep the trolls out? It's probably all 4chaners pretending to be, well, and that's redundant, but anyway, it's probably Jim Jesus should know about this. Jim Jesus, Google nolongerlonely.com or type that into your www. Okay. So we're talking about kids who snitch. I'm going to come out and confess the most shameful thing I've ever said on radio. And that's saying a lot, because I have no filter and I've done a lot of things. And, you know, I mean, like, I've talked on this radio show about, like, you know, shooting crystal meth with tranny hookers and doing a naughty nursie, which is a sex act I couldn't even mention. You know, it's, you have to be 45 or you're too young to hear about it. And too young to do it. So this is more shameful by far. So when I was a kid, and I'm straight, and I did, you know, tranny hookers and crystal meth back in the day. So it's all good. But when I was 11, I was at this place called Chautauqua, where my parents had a store. It's kind of a, like, summer community for the arts in upstate New York, in western New York. And I was in the park and kind of, like, running free, which I did as a kid. I was a latchkey kid. And this like, probably 21, 22-year-old hippie dude said, "Hey, psst, kid, come here." And I was like, "What? Hi, mister." And it was you ever seen that old ad, "Why do you think they call it dope?" Google no. That. YouTube that. It's an ad from, it's an anti-drug ad made by the Nixon administration. It's like this kid going into a playground. "Hey, kids, acid, grass, hash, smack." And this little blonde kid who looked like me, who's like 7, goes, "Why do they call it dope, mister?" And he's like, "Hey, get away from me, kid. You bother me." But this guy, like, called me over.
That's poor salesmanship.
I know. And he showed me some weed. And he didn't try to sell it to me. He just said, "This is weed." And he showed me a bag. And I was like, I said, "You shouldn't smoke that." And he said, he laughed and he said, "You'll end up smoking it." And I said, "I'll never smoke drugs." And he's like, "You will." And he laughed and he walked away. And I told my dad about it later. And, you know, I was like, "What should I do?" And he was like, "Oh, just walk away, son. Just walk away." And I was in my mind, like, when it was happening, I wished I had my pocket knife with me, because what I wanted to do, and I was lamenting later that I didn't do, was hold him hostage at gunpoint and march him 3 blocks away to the police station. I wanted to citizen arrest an adult hippie for pot at knife point when I was 11. 6 months later, I smoked pot for the first time. It was in New Hampshire. It was with my sister's boyfriend.
Live for your high.
And the next day, I stole pot from him. Like, that's how much I wanted it. So, he was right, I was wrong, but I'm the most improved Liberty player, because I not only was a statist, I wanted to kidnap people for drugs when I was a kid.
Okay, I think that does top me reading the Constitution to my children as bedtime stories. You win.
Oh, when was that? That's funny.
I think I've talked about that on the air before. That's how much of a Constitution humper, as Lou likes to say.
DJ and I, my wife and I, recorded one of the first things I did of high quality digital audio about 10 years ago when I first met my wife before we were married, was I recorded her reading the Constitution and made a high quality downloadable file of it and put it on the internet. And it got, it got blogged on Boing Boing, and it got like 50,000 downloads in like 3 days. Wow. Like it crashed my server, and it's out there. Yep.
Well, we all make mistakes.
Yeah. So, but you know, she also reads the cat article, the article about the common house cat on Wikipedia, and it's still up. If you go to Wikipedia, go to the cat article, go to find the OG audio version of it. It's my wife reading it. It's under a different name, but it's her. It's under her BDSM Naum Dipun of Dalai Lama, DOLLIELLAMA.
Yeah. Cool. I see what you did. I see what she did there.
And I was Thorn Daddy. We used to do a kink podcast called Submission and Coffee with Dalai Lama, where she and I would, we basically would do it and record it and then talk about shoes and politics and cats for an hour. It was pretty good. And it had like a lot of listeners, probably more than the Fiends.
Ha ha. That'll show the Fiends.
Sex sells. But that was my first
foray. You fools aren't even getting sex in your broadcast.
I know. But we got hot chicks and dudes, so.
Yeah, and hot bolo ties.
Yep. So, read another story. What's what else we got here, Jeremy? So, this cop, there's a cop covered by the Crip Cop Yes Gov license. This is a guy from, where's St. the Louis? Forest and chief? Yeah, St. Louis. So,
yeah.
So, he's racist right away. So, he took tax money and made an app for snitching. And what's it called?
Well, it's just the St. Louis St. Louis Metropolitan Department. St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department Mobile.
If he was happy, hip, it'd be called Tattler. Missing a vowel.
You snitch.
You
snitch. That's actually perfect.
That's funny. The You Snitch app. That's going to the show notes. You made the show notes. Ding, ding, ding. I need a bell. Twice. I need the same bell sound like that on Breaking Bad, the old guy with oxygen, for when you go in the show notes.
Fink Fink is the name of the app.
Fink Fink. Fink Fink. Fink Fink. I'm putting these all in.
So he created this app so that people can contact the police department even more directly to report crimes. And things they're concerned about anonymously, of course. And I just love that when I received this particular tweet from his page, when it's brought up, the very first comment, the very first tweet back to him underneath it, which says, you know, you claim it provides anonymity, but it shows the permissions required.
Yeah.
And it wants your identity. It needs permission to access your identity, your location, your phone, your photos, media, and files, and your Wi-Fi Wi-Fi information.
So it's really called Snitch Me.
Now, I did read some of the reviews, and a couple people claimed
Face Snitch.
Face Snitch. They did claim that, you know, you can turn off these permissions, but you know, the fact that they're there by default just shows you that, you know, they're trying to use what they can to get information about you too.
What's it called? What's the name of the app?
As far as I can tell, it's just called the St. Louis Metropolitan PD. That's the actual name of the app. Because, let's see.
That sounds like the kind of name that a government employee would think would be a good thing to name an app. Like,
nice
and obvious.
On the Google Play Store, it is. That's exactly the app. And the description says, the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department is committed to protecting and serving assisting citizens in city of St. Louis. It's not even grammatically correct. What the heck? When conditions arise that may affect the well-being of the individual or community. That's one really long run-on sentence. The men and women of the department are committed to the core values of service, integrity, leadership, and fair treatment for all. What a load of garbage. Sorry, that was my editorial. Continuing, because the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department also values transparency and technology, the mobile application is proudly presented. The app is free to the public and gives
you... It would be different if it were presented without pride.
yes, exactly.
And you know, we were joking, but we just made up five names for it that are better than what they had. Think Fink, Tattler, TATLR, You Snitch, You Capital Snitch, Face Snitch, and Snitch Me. Those are all better than the official name for it.
Yeah, I still think Usenich has the lead there.
I like Tatler. T-A-T-L-R, man.
That's, well, yeah.
What about Gangfinder?
Gangfinder.
Gangfinder. Yeah.
Well, that would be more accurate. Yeah. I don't think enough people would get the joke.
Because they're not using it to find gangs. They're using it to bust panhandlers.
Well, no, because it's supposed to also help you
get a gang to go.
Oh, yeah, the gang in blue. Yeah,
gang of blue. That was
gang caller.
Maybe gang recruiter.
That was a deep cut for my ANCAP homosexual brethren.
Yeah.
Well, I think gang recruiter would be more accurate then, because you're trying to call.
Go on, Jeremy.
Anyway. So where was I? Oh, yes. The men and women of the department are committed. Oh, yeah. No, I read that already. The app is free to the public, gives easy access to the chief's blog.
I got to say the chief's name.
Oh, thank God.
Chief Sam Dotson, D-O-T-S-O-N. He can't even spell Dotson like the car. It should be. But Chief Sam Dotson. And we do shame people by name for using the Usenich all government license, which he does.
Yes, this is true. Well, he literally is, because, like you said, even if he got this done for free, he's using resources that, you know, taxpayer resources to do this stuff with. And the it gives you access to all the police's social media too, which, again, I don't understand why the police need social media
for snitching.
It also contains a special feature for submitting tips to the department, and that's how they make it. It's tips. Well, no, because what was the first thing that he used it for? To harass a homeless person?
Yeah, it got a panhandler. Here's his tweet. He tweeted this, and it says, seeing great results from SLMPD mobile, !! First official arrest as a result of our app made yesterday after an anonymous tip for panhandling. And I commented back to him. See, that's why cops have social media, so you can yell at them. But they just call your cops in your town and say you're a troublemaker, probably. But I'm on radio. I'm known nationwide as troublemaker. So, because that's how I roll, baby. So, Sam Dotson, I told him that the guy was probably panhandling because he was homeless, because Sam Dotson's cops probably ruined his life for some nonviolent offense. And, like, immediately, three or four, like, state liquors said, no, man, the cops are out to protect and serve. And no, that's not it. It's the guy was probably a drug dealer and blah, 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 blah. Like,
a panhandling drug dealer? Yeah, that's accurate.
That's like, pick a side. It's, you know, are the Mexicans stealing your jobs or are they taking your welfare? Pick a side, man.
Exactly.
We're at war.
Well, I went and reviewed the app, and I think other people should do, cops, too. And it's funny. The three people, the three reviews that are all negative. I don't think I'm going to have time for it.
Right. When we get back, that's the redemption.
Yeah. Okay.
Tased and amused is
what a child should do when it comes to the cops.
All right.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. RATS is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. RATS was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. RATS is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download RATS free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
So we're back. It's a redemption and a third act. Seems a little early for me, but that's okay. So, we were talking about the app for the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, which can be found on the Google Play Store, and talking about how it's just a way to snitch on your neighbors. And the best reviews I could find so far, there's three of them that seem to be very helpful. Actually, more than that. The first one is called Tased and Amused, and this one says, do you hate your neighbor? Does the 90-year-old across the street have so many cats that it makes you wish somebody with a gun would do something about it, then this application is for you. Since you get robbed by local government, it's totally justified to call your local thug and end all the arbitrarily prohibited victimless crimes. Be the busybody that only a true local ordinance lover can be, and rat out your neighbors with this great slave or slave snitch app. The next one starts off, need to report unpatriotic behavior by subversive agitators, comrade.
Yeah.
There's an app for that. Nothing like having access to the police state on your phone.
We're not live yet.
We have the music.
We shouldn't.
I know.
We should be live now. Something's wrong with the feed, but let's pretend we're not. So let's pretend we just started. So go ahead.
Well, if we just started, then yes. So we were talking about the
Crip Cop.
Yes, the Crip Cop.
Crip Cop, yes, gov licensed cop snitch app from St. Louis.
Yes.
Which I'm going to link, and people should go give whatever review they think is fair of such software.
Yes, I'm that's, link that's it in the what show it notes. Is. And I was going to read the three most helpful ones I found. There's a few reviews there already. The first one is titled Tased and Amused. And it starts off, do you hate your neighbor? Does the 90-year-old across the street have so many cats that it makes you wish somebody with a gun would do something about it? Then this application is for you. Since you get robbed by local government, it's totally justified to call your local thug in to end all the arbitrarily prohibited victimless crimes. Be the busybody that only a true local ordinance lover can be, and rat out your neighbors with this great slave versus slave snitch app. The second one is not titled, but it starts off, need to report unpatriotic behavior by subversive agitators, comrade. There's an app for that. Nothing like having access to the police state on your phone. You too can report on the homeless, the poor, the downtrodden, those who don't quite look right, and those who just aren't the right kind of people.
Like Steve.
Crap app keeps crashing. Uninstalled. And the third one.
Well, that's the saving grace of this probably is that it doesn't work because it's made by the government.
Yes. Well, that's we can hope. And the last one I found was titled Taxation is Theft. Just getting that out of the way, I guess. I can't imagine it would make anybody like me. What a joke. Now the St. Louis Police Department makes it even easier for someone to cowardly and anonymously have individuals threatened with kidnapping and caging for victimless crimes. As if the extortionist in blue weren't already ruining enough people's lives. Cell 411 is a much better option, and it has a much quicker response time, and you don't have to worry about the responders shooting your dog. If cockroaches really wanted to serve their communities, they'd be arresting each other for crimes against humanity.
Nice. And I like that you hashtagged cockroaches. Speaking of hashtags, I
do that in honor of
Bill Buepert. And I have a hashtag for comedians like Steve Miller who are good but stingy with the laughs. It's hashtag please laugh. Pause for laughter. You know the cool thing about Fiend Phone, the virtual vapor. People think it's vaporware because it's not publicly available, but me and three other people have it so far. We're still working out the bugs. But it literally, any gaps, it edits out. So the awkward pauses when Steve doesn't laugh at my jokes are gone. It makes me funnier. I like it. I should have a program to just replace gaps with laughs, but it might be inappropriate at some point. Like if we don't check every second, like, you know, I might say, like, oh, my friend just died. And like, you know, people pause out of respect, but instead there'd be laughter or something.
I think that might actually be even funnier. Maybe we should do that anyway.
What do you think, Steve?
We lost Steve a while ago.
Did we?
Yeah.
No, I thought he just wasn't laughing because he's a comedian who's stingy with his jokes, even though he's funny.
Something.
With his laughs, yeah.
He disappeared before, and I disappeared temporarily. And then when I came back...
Joe Biden showed up for sex, I think is what it was. From Connecticut or Delaware.
That's just, I don't want to even picture that.
I know.
Before we get it any darker, let's I wanted to continue with the redemption. So the one other story was that we had to combat the earlier one of that poor little six-year-old who's been conditioned to call the cops on his dad for running a legal red light. There's this story that comes out it's on the Free Keen website, and it talks about a boy from Allstead, which I guess is someplace up in New Hampshire, who's 11 years old, who shuts down a state trooper speed trap.
Nice.
And it says
he's the antidote to that other kid, basically.
Exactly. Because here this is, this little 11-year boy, a little boy.
Top it says, locker.
Yeah, a little courage, a video camera, and a handmade sign was all it took to defeat a state trooper speed trap in Allstead recently. 11-year-old Mikey captured the video of him handling a state trooper like an experienced cop blocker. And it has a video of him.
If he wants to send me his address, I'll send him Fiends buttons too. He needs them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's how
shiny badge don't grant extra rights badge. That's what it takes.
Oh, that would be the best one for him to have probably in the situation. Yeah. But so that's how that's the redemption for me. That's how I try and make kids. I mean, my kids know they see cops and they say, "Hey daddy, it's those road pirates again."
Nice.
So they also know when my radar detector goes off, they go, "Daddy, are you looking for road pirates?" So
nice. Is that legal in New York?
I have no idea.
Who knows? It's legal in Wyoming.
Hey.
Everything's legal in Wyoming except
a slave asks if things are legal. A free man asks if they're right.
Yeah. Free man asks if he can get away with it. I'm really free man. All right. Worms.